Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To me, you really heard it all there with the pause that Brady took right after hearing the question to figure out how to actually say that this relationship, which is probably the best working relationship in the history of sports, has led to so many titles. It's not in a great place. They did meet after the season. They did talk it out. From what I understand, it's still not 100% as it was, and it may not be. You have an aging superstar, the greatest quarterback in history, and you have a coach who's trying to figure out how do you plot the next. And, of course, this year it involved trading the guy they thought was a successor. It's all hard. These are two professionals. It's in a good enough place to keep winning, but we'd be foolish to say it's what it was.
That's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, saying we'd all be foolish to think that the relationship between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick is what it's always been. I thought about this after we talked about this yesterday, so this was recorded 6 weeks ago in California, right?
Yep.
That's where this all went down, at Oprah's house. Do you think that maybe things got better at some point during the last 6 weeks, and then because of the interview airing, it got worse?
I don't know.
And the question is this. If Bill Belichick has seen this, or if the Patriots upper management, ownership, has seen this hour-long sit-down with Oprah, and even if they haven't sat down and watched the entire thing, they had to have seen the big, major clips by now.
Belichick's in France, right?
Yeah, but they have the internet in France.
Eating French fries?
Do they not?
Yeah.
Brady asked a question regarding their relationship?
They put the entire interview up on the internet as a podcast yesterday morning, so the audio is out there if you wanted to listen to it in full. It's not hard to get. If you have any sort of smartphone, you're up and running, man. And we know him. He likes to bring his MacBook with him everywhere he goes.
Sure
so
does.
he's got the internet in France. Don't you worry about Bill. If they've listened to this, if they've watched it, if they've heard anything that he said, what's their reaction to it? What are they saying when they see this?
I don't think he listened to it. I don't think he would, because I think Bill is so horse-blinded by the conversations that he has privately with the player that whatever's needed to be said or has been said or hasn't been said between the two when they cross paths in a hallway or in his office.
But that is such a departure from what we've always been told about him, which is that he knows everything that's being said.
He does.
You know, I saw you say this in the newspaper, and all of a sudden you got a photocopy in the newspaper story in your locker when you show up. How many times have we heard those stories from players? That they monitor everything.
I just don't get the openness with Oprah, where I thought he sounded on that question genuine. Because there was a delay, there was the He says, I love him. I do. I need it. Like, he pushes me to be the best. And I respect that. And I think that's genuine from him. But then he pleads the fifth at the Milken Institute with Jim Gray.
Days later.
I don't understand how days later you could get that response, but maybe it's the audience he's playing to. And
maybe
you know,
because he didn't think the Milken Institute thing was going to blow up the way he did. He thought he was at some conference.
Oh, please, come on.
Naive,
give me a break. He
and
did
was
that.
Naive enough to think that that wasn't going to go anywhere.
No, give me a break. Where was the place up north of the city here where he flew in a helicopter when he was suspended? And he did that interview, sit down.
UMass Lowell, right?
Salem
State.
Salem State.
Salem State University.
Okay,
sorry.
So he did that one, and that thing got out. The video, the audio, all of it. So how could it not get out there? Especially if Jonathan Kraft was out there, too, at the same time, doing the Milken Institute. So, I mean, there's Jonathan Kraft out there doing it, and here's your quarterback pleading the fifth. That's confusing to me.
I'm just curious. What the hell do they think about it?
I don't know, because I told you this a month ago. We talked about captainship. The guy's always been captain. So he's not there for OTAs. And here's what I think Bill likes. And I went back and listened to some of the stuff from the throwing sessions, the OTAs, all that stuff. Bill said, we got a good young leadership group here. We got guys working hard. I think Bill likes turnover. I think all football coaches like that. The ability to reset in the offseason, adjust your team, get new guys in, and start coaching up football. I think that's how he turns the page from a dismal loss.
Yep.
So He's ready to move on. This is about a new year. He's excited with the activity of the group and guys sticking around. There's guys sticking around. I saw some guys last night. I played a game with one of these basketball games. And a lot of them are just sticking around. Some of them aren't going back home.
Right.
Continue to just work out until camp because they like being there. But these are some of the gym rats. So I think Bill likes the new young leadership. What if Brady's not elected captain? How's that going to go?
It's not going to happen.
See, I agree.
It's not going to happen.
But, okay, so Bill still has these captains.
Because those captains'
you understand,
votes are a sham
the
anyway.
There's the captain.
In every sport, at the professional, it's such a scam.
Every Friday, there's the captains' meetings where you all have to sit in the same room together and talk to the head coach.
Tom Brady's been a captain every year that he's been a starter.
Yeah.
Every year.
How does he not be? Like, if he's not, I think that is a massive, massive sign that either they didn't allow him to be it or he wasn't voted by his teammates. That this new young leadership that's around this football team may be a little peeved that he's not there working out with them. Now, I want to address this real quick, too, because I've heard this.
What are we addressing?
My comments about him punching, it looks like Brady's just punching a clock. Or just punching a card.
Yes.
Going through the motions.
Which is what you've said a couple of times this week.
It was taken out of context where people like on Comcast are running with it and saying, well, Zoe said he looks like he's just going through the motions of practice. You and I do a show here. We are not at practice. I'm making that assumption based on watching him do a 3.5-minute interview. And the quick on and offs of fields. That's all. You know, he's not the first one out there. It's Danny Etling, first one out there throwing and this and that.
You based it on
his interview. I'm just basing on his interview. Like, he looked, okay, I want to do this and get the hell out of here. Where he's pretty engaging in other interviews. Man, it's the first time you got to see your quarterback, the greatest at the position. Since that loss in the Super Bowl, here he is facing the media for the first time, not doing a straw commercial for the environment or doing the milking thing or sitting down with Oprah. Here he is in an actual Patriots red practice jersey talking to you for 3.5 minutes. It seemed like he just wanted to get in and get the hell out. Punch a time card. That was my comment. That I didn't see practice. I didn't talk to anybody about practice. We did the practice number, the tweets from OTAs. He was good one day, and I guess he was down the next.
I can't believe someone did that to you. So my thought after all this yesterday was, gee, if I'm the coach or the owner or someone on the coaching staff watching this, maybe I'm mad at Brady. And really it applies to the coach and ownership. We keep looking at it through the lens of, oh, Brady's upset, upset.
Maybe
tired
I'll
look
of
at
this?
It and say, oh, we're tired of your
Do
crap.
Do we got to deal with this drama?
We're tired of your crap, Tom.
Yeah.
We're mad at you.
Either with us here, we see you on a boat, you're throwing passes to F1 guys. Next thing you know, you're sitting with Oprah,
well,
you're
just
in New York.
It just extends what is not the greatest of off seasons. It just keeps it going.
It's a weird, weird off season, man, and it continues. And here we are, middle of June, 85-degree days. We're a month away from football, dude. We are a month away from football. That's amazing.
Yeah, I also think there was something else revealed, possibly, in one of Tom Brady's answers that didn't catch a lot of headlines or hasn't been really overplayed, and that is the talk about the anthem and how he felt about the kneeling during the anthem, because I think Tom Brady is at odds with his head coach on that. We will get to that clip that he had with Oprah talking about what happened at the start of last season. We'll get to that coming up. Your calls as well, 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy will be with us starting at 11.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I thought it was
were
great.
Were there healthy conversations? Did you all have conversations about it?
Yeah, we had meetings after practice talking about, you know, how we wanted to deal with that particular, you know, situation at the time where it was taking a knee. We chose to, you know, lock arms and we put arms, you know, around each other. You know, we support what people are going through. I've been playing sports long enough. Everyone comes from something different. And I think showing respect for everybody is, you know, in a locker room of team for guys trying to go the same direction, you better have that empathy for everybody. That's what sports are about.
Ooh, tough day there for the Trump guys that love Brady because he's a Trump guy. When he comes out on Sunday and tells you he supports the guys who take a knee. Woo! Tough day for you guys.
Stand up.
Sucks for you. You know who else that probably rubbed the wrong way if he heard it? Bill Belichick. Go back in the time machine. Go back to September. It was September 4th was the weekend, right? When all hell broke loose on that? if I can remember that. A lot has happened since then. But do you remember, of all people, do you remember when Gary Tangway reported that the Patriots would not kneel? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everyone, oh, mock up, Tangway, idiot, dummy, blah, blah, blah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that whole lead up to it?
I thought he reported initially the week before they would kneel, and then he knew when they weren't going to kneel.
Did he have it right?
He had it right.
He had both right. I remember there being a... Maybe I have this all wrong. I tried to find the tweet today.
He had it both right.
All right. Well, remember how those reports came out about it and how there was... I can't remember what was reported and what wasn't. I remember what I was being told at the time. Yeah. Belichick didn't want anybody kneeling, right?
Correct.
You can confirm that for me so I know. People know I'm not crazy. He didn't want anybody kneeling.
Right.
He didn't want that going on. Which is why it eventually turned into what it turned into, which was the standing, locking arms, mm-hmm. hand on the shoulder,
yep.
that entire thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Looked like a chorus line. Like the what do they call them dancers down in New York? The
Rockettes.
The Rockettes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
So Brady's talking about there being a healthy disagreement, meetings after practice, productive discussions that were going on. Do you think Bill Belichick gave a crap about spending time on productive discussions?
I don't think
about
it was him.
Kneeling or...
I think it was players only meeting.
Okay, maybe it was, but I'm saying, do you think he cared to spend time on that?
No. Nope.
Can we add it to a list of things that just players and the coach may have disagreed on at some point last year? Which we kind of already knew that that was a problem.
I think Bill probably, after they knelt, probably told them, okay, you nailed. We dealt with it. Moving forward, we're not going to do this, and we're not going to divide the team. We're going to do something in unison.
Here's my question. What was the reaction inside the locker room when he did it? Do you think everyone just said, oh, okay, coach, no problem. I agree. No, there's no way. There's no way you can get 53
different guys.
You can't do it.
Different thoughts. And like Brady said, I think Brady's getting criticized for not technically answering Oprah's questions, and she did a good job pressing him a little bit.
He answered that one.
Well, like he kind of, I don't want to say beat around the bush, but he's like, you know, we got to respect everybody. You do. Everybody thinks differently. And that's the coolest thing about playing as a team is on Sundays you come together, 53 different guys. That's what makes that sport so great.
But I'm just telling you that at that time, somebody disagreed, because obviously someone's going to disagree. And which side was Brady on? Based on that answer, which side do you think he was on?
He sides with the team.
Do you think he backed the guys who had kneeled and backed their decision to do it? It sounded to me like he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was he on the wrong side of some Belichick debate early in the season inside that locker room? Just one more thing to put on the list.
I mean, don't you think, though, that if there was going to be any disagreement, don't you think they really knew where the coach stood before all this started to come out? You know, with the naval background and the respect he has for the Navy and... Come on. They knew what Belichick thought or what he wanted them to do. I was pretty shocked they took the knee. I did. I thought they would always stand, regardless, or do some other action to indicate, okay, here, we're standing up for social injustice. But we're not doing it normally. We will stand, but we won't have eight guys take a knee.
Tangway did nail it, by the way.
He did.
He tweeted the day after they did kneel that they will all stand for this coming Sunday.
Tangway nailed it.
He did.
He called it.
I knew that he'd gotten it right. I knew that he had the right info, that Belichick didn't want them doing it. That Belichick didn't want the team doing it. Brady didn't have a problem with it. I just looked and said, oh, there's one more thing they probably disagreed on. And I had it. One more thing in a list of disagreements. Put it on the list. Now, this goes all the way back to the end of last September. So it goes back some time. And it's in the grand scheme of all the stuff being talked about, not all that important.
No.
Well, he probably didn't ruffle any feathers because Jimmy G was still on the roster.
So you're thinking the only disagreements of ruffling feathers happened after Jimmy G? I don't think
that's
true.
Deeply. No, supposedly these reports with Gronkowski.
Wait, you think there was issues before the trade?
Yes.
I think there were issues probably years.
How many?
Maybe two or three.
I think it's not. I don't think it's exclusive to Jimmy G.
I don't think this is all new to last year.
But it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
And there have been things that have happened along the way that certainly didn't help, like Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay, but things might have... If things were bad, why did it get worse? Because one guy has more leverage now, right?
Yeah, Brady's got more leverage, right?
But
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he's been a bigger pain in the ass since it happened, is what you're saying.
Until he gets his money.
Maybe.
To what we talked about yesterday. That's where this has got to head to fix this.
Is it?
His new deal.
I said it yesterday. I think they should. I think they should go and break the bank.
They don't have the next guy.
They don't have a plan. They should do their absolute best to keep him around as long
as possible.
It's like
you're operating month to month, year to year now.
And I'm going
to
tell you, that is in the best interest of the team. It is.
Sure is.
It is in the best interest of the team, and that's what they should be doing, trying to
create stability. Gives you stability.
But for Brady to save face, if he gets the money, he still has to be talking about the same stuff. He can't back down.
Would he back down from what?
All these complaints and all this stuff that's happening.
Well, this is sort of an issue.
Or he's going to lose. He's going to lose somebody in the mix. If he doesn't get the money and continues, it's going to still offend a certain aspect of the fans. If he does get money and he stops complaining, it's going to offend the other set of fans.
So Dan Shaughnessy, who will be with us at 11, asked us a couple of weeks ago. He said it in his column. He said if Brady had to choose between the Patriots and Alex Guerrero right now, you know, in a fake world, fantasy land where you had to make that choice, what would he choose? And I said, it's obvious. It's Guerrero. I don't even think that's controversial. His football career is winding down. His next career is with Alex Guerrero. He's won 5 Super Bowls. He hasn't had the success with the clinic front yet and TB12 and all. I mean, he's obviously had success, but not the level of success that he's probably seeking. So I don't think that's even a hard thing to say. Here's another one in that vein. Fantasyland. He can have one thing. The new contract or a new head coach. What does he pick?
New contract. As a player, it's always about the money. Coaches come and go. And he knows in the back of his mind, as he told you, I love the guy, I need him, he pushes me. He needs him to win. He needs him to coach everybody else up and to keep it to the grindstone. They need each other. He knows that.
Mark is in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. I remember you guys saying yesterday, with Tom Brady, probably 2 years max, unless he wins the Super Bowl this year, and it could probably be this year, could be his last year. You know Gronk was contemplating retiring after last season, so he might be gone after this year, okay? Belichick might be gone. So you'll have Josh McDaniels with no quarterback and a bunch of running backs and receivers. When should Patriots fans start worrying when this team is going to suck again? Because it's coming real soon, guys.
Yeah, right now. Start worrying now.
Here's what's interesting to me, too, and you bring up McDaniels' name. So McDaniels is talked off the ledge. You can't get on that plane. You can't go to Indy. We need you here. So that was February, right?
Yep.
February, March, April, May, June. We're almost 5 months into this thing. And he hasn't had the ability to work with his quarterback. So what's he been doing? Tootling Danny Etling. Or making sure Brian Hoyer's running everything, right? What's going through McDaniels' mind here? Like, what did I come back for? Are we going to be all right? So, I mean, you got the OTAs, the mini camp a week ago, and now it's, okay, here's the whole Brady package. Tom, here's your offense. Here's the place we're going to run for you. Let's go. I've been waiting for this for 5 months, man. Like, what are you working on? What are you scouting? What are you adding? What little wrinkles are you adding to this offense? The greatest thing about this offense was their ability to add and adapt and retract stuff that didn't work. Little new wrinkles, little new elements. It's hard to do when you're not around. This is why they blew off the last 3 days. We want a field trip and take the other 2 days off because we pretty much maxed this offseason out. We need to get to the mandatory stuff when we get our guy here. So let's not waste everybody's energy.
Headlines with Artie. 617-779-0985. Brady thoughts. We will gladly get to those. Also, we're looking for binge-watching suggestions.
Yeah. We'll get the summer patterns now.
Yeah. You've been watching The Office nonstop.
Oh, God. It's awesome.
I'm looking for something new. We touched on it yesterday.
I got one for you.
You have me? I will hear that coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox continue their road trip tonight with the first of three against the Twins at Target Field in Minneapolis. It's Chris Sale to the mound. 6-4 on the year. He's got a 2.75 ERA. David Price will go tomorrow, and then the road trip will wrap up on Thursday. Rick Porcello takes the mound. That's a Thursday afternoon game to wrap things up on this 10-game trip. Meanwhile, World Cup games in action today. We have one final. Japan managed to knock off Colombia 2-1. That one's gone final. Poland and Senegal set to get underway here at 11 a.m. local time. Also today, the Ottawa Senators have traded their winger Mike Hoffman to the Sharks. This is a week after reports surfaced that Hoffman's fiance was harassing Erik Karlsson's wife online. Well, still unproven, the team decided to trade Hoffman anyway. Headlines are brought to you by Sam White & Sons. Sam White & Sons' open house barbecue is this Saturday from noon to 2 in Medfield. Don't miss it. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Up.
All right, what do you have for me, so?
We need Hardy in here. Hardy?
Hardy?
Come on in, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, bud.
Hardy?
Yes, sir. Hardy has mentioned this show. It's called Below Deck.
Love Below Deck.
That's not worthy of a binge watch.
Dude, I binge watch The Office, okay?
Yeah, that's you.
And I also think Wicked Tuna. It's summer.
I've seen Wicked Tuna. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
No, nope. They're all different.
No
they're
offense, Wicked Tuna. I've seen
all different.
I've seen enough that I get it. I
see,
get
I'm
it.
Not a naked
you
and
guys,
afraid guy.
You guys are out there.
Like, naked
no, no,
and afraid.
No, no, I want something like
me.
With a plot. I don't want shows that you can watch an individual episode of.
Oh, okay. So,
for example, I'm anxiously awaiting the return of the Jason Bateman show on Netflix.
Yes.
What about Billions?
Ozark. Good show.
I want to know when season two is coming out, because that was one of the shows that I watched last summer.
Yep, I watched that. We were in this dilemma last night. I'm sure many of us were. There's nothing on. There was nothing on last night.
Last night was horrendous.
So we ended up watching 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I had seen before, but Marcy had never seen it. So I'm like, okay, I'll sit through this one again. I fell asleep. But it's a very good movie, but a show. I want a show. Rich told me Black Mirror. And gave me 5 episodes to watch.
Okay.
But here's the problem, Beetle.
Okay.
And why you may not like it, it is not linear. They are standalone. It's almost like a Twilight Zone type of sitch.
Oh, right? Man, they don't connect.
Yeah, I need something that connects. Mm. I need a long play here. Long play.
I met this guy.
Goliath came back, as Jim just told me. That's one.
What's Goliath? What the hell's Goliath?
Goliath is Billy Bob Thornton. He plays a drunk lawyer. It's really good.
It's bizarre, but it's good.
It's strange, but it's good.
You're strange.
I don't know strange.
It's not that strange. If you watch it, you'll enjoy it. I know
he's
you.
He's a messed
I know
up life. This guy's got a messed up
he's
life.
He's just a down-and-out drunk, once very successful lawyer, who starts representing people again in high-profile cases.
As Tom said, it's probably hard for Billy Bob Thornton to play
role. No, that's Billy Bob playing Billy Bob. That's what he does.
Did you finish Bosch?
Finished Bosch. That's another one Jim told me to watch. He goes, watch Bosch. We ripped through the entire show. We're done.
What's Bosch?
Bosch is, it's a show about an LAPD homicide detective. Hieronymus Bosch, based on a lengthy book series by the same name.
That.
No? It's good. I thought it started a little slow, but it picked up. It got good. Yeah.
It's got to be something to surprise me at this point. Like, okay, hold on a second. Just hold the phone. Did you ever start Peaky Blinders?
What about Southern?
Yes, and I couldn't stick with it. I didn't love it.
Hey, you're a jerk.
Thanks.
What about Southern Charm?
What's that?
Southern Charm. It's these sort of highfalutin people from down south, like Charleston and stuff. And
is it another reality show?
Yeah.
Why? Do you watch anything that has a plot other than some reality garbage? You're like a teenage girl.
Yes, The Office.
The Office.
Again, but those are...
They're connected. They're linear.
I basically have a problem with any show that can be syndicated. Right? Like, they're just...
Like Jeopardy?
No. I mean, like, shows that have a second life in syndication.
Capella's yelling back here.
Like,
Mindhunter.
I can't
Netflix.
Mindhunter. I've seen Mindhunter. I've seen Mindhunter.
That's based loosely on the beginnings of the FBI serial killer profile.
I also don't think it's great either. I think it's okay.
I just like the pacing of it. I like that director. I think it's what's his name? Fincher, whoever it is.
Same guy
who did like...
From American Wedding?
Social Network, that kind of rapid fire, you know, Gone Girl, that type of rapid fire
Peter
dialogue.
Peter Griffin has a suggestion on this. Peter?
Oh, boy, don't suck, please.
Peter?
Hey, guys. I have an idea for you to binge watch on Netflix. How about Family Guy?
That sucked.
That's not good.
Tom and Easton. Tom, suggestions. Go ahead.
What's up, boys?
Hi, Tommy.
I just finished my 12th episode of the New Jersey Shore. I'm ashamed to say,
yes!
But it was classic.
The family vacation.
The new one.
The new one. Yeah, my wife and I, we swore to each other we wouldn't watch it, and one night we watched the first episode and we finished all 12 in about 3 nights.
Yeah.
It's addictive, and to watch Ronnie's life absolutely come unfolded on TV.
What a train wreck. What an absolute...
Really? Did it fall apart for him? That might be worth watching.
Yeah, it's just that dude's a mess. It really is. Because the other ones kind of got their stuff together.
No spoilers.
All right.
It's a mess. I mean, that's... What do you need to know?
What about Ness and Sports Desk?
Matt and Newton. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what do you got?
All right, a few things. Narcos, have you guys seen that?
No, I have not.
Never heard of it.
So it's...
Doesn't it have a lot of subtitles? Isn't there a lot of subtitles in Narcos?
There are a lot of subtitles, but it's a great show. The first season was really awesome. It's riveting.
It's a good call, Beetle.
And then the second one was... It's a short little series, I think like 5 or 6 episodes, Waco. That story's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, isn't that sort of like in the vein of a Lifetime movie, though?
I want one with like a serial killer. Or something like there's a guy out there, you know, and he's crazy.
Yeah, who plays David Koresh in that? Somebody relatively well known.
I think all of those series, the OJ series, the Waco series. Wasn't there going to be a Tupac and Biggie one? Did that ever happen?
I think it did. I just saw the Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me, this weekend. It's pretty good.
How was it? It was good?
A little long.
Where'd you see that?
A little long. Sort of like the...
HBO.
Mr. HBO over here.
Sort of like the NWA movie.
I got HBO for a month to watch the Andre the Giant documentary. I got to just binge watch everything I can on HBO for that until that month is over.
Straight Outta Compton was a little long, too. I thought it was longer than it needed
to be. It was
good, though. It was a good movie.
Really good movie.
But longer than it needed to be.
I want you to watch one episode of Below Deck because I don't know what it is. I hate all those reality shows.
Yeah.
I don't do Jersey Shore.
You like that one.
It's a real show.
All the Real Housewives. Even the real estate ones, I'm like, this is all
the New York
BS.
Ones, yeah.
This is all BS. This is not happening. This is not real. I don't believe any of it. But somehow I can put it all aside for Below Deck. And I know from a mutual friend of ours, it's not on the up and up because he was asked to be a charter guest on Below Deck. Oh. And they kind of gave him like the rundown of how it's got to go. And he's like, no, that doesn't sound like it's for me.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
We have a mutual friend that got asked to be on it.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't...
Because of a friend of his who had the kind of cash to... You do have to put out some money.
Right, of course.
To be a guest on the boat. You can figure it out.
So you don't like the real estate shows with Frederick with a K?
It's Malazzi. They asked Malazzi to go on it, and he said no.
He did?
Yes.
Would he bring his sister?
As a charter boat guest.
Wow.
But he said no. Well, you got to watch one...
right up his alley,
watch. I know it is.
That's totally the type of thing you'd like to do.
Watch one episode of Below Deck.
What do you do with yourself? I'm a real estate agent, but I also enjoy the yacht life.
Yeah.
That's the type of answer.
But they don't interview the guests. It's all about the crew.
The guests are in the background, sort of.
And the guests almost always suck.
Dylan in Boston. Hey, Dylan.
First, I'll second Narcos and the show Billions, but the sneaky good show you got to watch is Banshee on Cinemax. It's
seen
over.
It.
It was about
seen it. It's excellent.
Seasons.
Excellent.
Yes,
I binged that.
I mean, how many are there?
I binged that 2 summers ago.
How many shows are there?
Yeah,
there's probably five seasons.
Really?
Okay, yeah, it's good. Banshee is good. It's completely absurd and it's far-fetched, but it's an awesome show. It's an awesome show. It's funny. It's got crazy action. It's a good one. Banshee is good. I like that. Billions I've watched. I'm caught up on Billions, so those are no-goes for me. I've seen both of them already.
I keep hearing about another sneaky good show coming on TV later this summer, but it's odd that I can't get more information about it. There's one of these around right now.
Is it starting in August, or is it in July?
I don't know.
617-779-0985, the phone number. Your thoughts on Brady and summer-worthy, or should binge-worthy shows for summer? We're looking for those. We're looking for your suggestions. You got some?
Oh, I'm getting texts from people, friends
texts, tweets, We're going to narrow this down
one
to
of
a
my
list.
Buddies is friends with Jen Berman, a sex doctor on the Below Deck Mediterranean.
And then we're going to talk
Tom's
to
Tom's even getting
Shaughnessy.
Texts from people that work at other radio stations with suggestions.
Of course. All of this on the way.
Great.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I want you to work and shut your mouth.
If it's not a lot of work, you're not doing it right.
Don't get on Kate's bad side.
Hitting you doesn't mean that I'm actually not doing anything.
It means you're not doing much.
That's the preview for Below Deck.
That's not what
guys,
the show is
that,
like.
That
like
sounds it. Like Real Housewives.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm glad you guys watch Real Housewives
no,
on a boat.
No.
Good
no.
job.
Real Housewives
nice,
has gone down.
Nice
here.
Recommendation.
It's not. It's
nice
it,
job.
You got a bunch of foreign people and you got some yachties, but you got some other people. Let me tell you right. something. You got some people kind of fudge their resumes to get on there. Beatles, they got no business working on a boat. Some of these.
Yep. Just kids trying to have a good time, party. Yeah.
Some of them are out there. Some of them are okay. all about you know safety at sea, and that's nice to see, too. Some of them taking their jobs seriously, Beatle. Right. Maybe you should think about it.
Okay, enough of that show. We've got a recommendation for the following with Kevin Bacon. He's an FBI agent.
I love Bacon.
Who, okay. According to this email from Kyle, it follows the relationship between a retired FBI agent and a serial killer who is behind bars,
ooh,
but
that.
Somehow convinced someone to get him out of prison, and they started a cult. It's called The Following. That seems pretty dark. Yeah. That could be interesting. Put that one on the
I
list.
I like that one. Our guy Ilya, the wrestling weirdo who follows us on Twitter and that, has a great suggestion. Gordon Ramsay, Kitchen Nightmares. Those are good.
Yeah, but
again,
seen that. That's not new.
Reality crap. Right. I don't watch your reality shows.
Somebody suggested Cobra Kai on Twitter.
Yes!
You know, we're also getting a Staircase a lot. Have you heard about this?
I've seen a lot of Staircase. I don't know what
I've
this is.
I've seen two
what
episodes.
Oh,
I think he's guilty as hell. And because of that, I can't get over that part of it. It makes me not want to continue watching.
I do know what it is, and it happened just a couple of blocks from where my sister lived in Durham. I mean, real close. Yeah. Durham, North Carolina, is that where it's
correct.
Set?
Correct, yep.
Yep. That, you know
2001
what?
Is when it happened.
Yeah, I will watch that. Thank you.
You know what?
I'm going to watch that.
This is starting to take on, like, that day we did the hot dog day. Remember the hot dog stuff? And it just exploded?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's this is heading down that road. Like, last time we did that, they sent a huge box of meat.
So you think they're going
to... So now you're...
Our friends from Kyam.
You're looking for a box of meat?
He's looking for a TV.
That's very nice of them.
He's looking for... What size TV do you have, Zoe?
He's looking for a complimentary complimentary Netflix subscription or something.
That'd be neat.
A couple of free months. Ryan in Plainville. Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
good.
So I got a couple for you. If you're looking for a like a really adult kind of gross cartoons about it's called Big Mouth on Netflix. A bunch of kids that get their private parts take on a life of their own, and they have
shut up.
All right.
What is this?
Oh, okay. Is he messing with us?
I don't know. I'm gonna watch.
No, I heard about that.
I'm not watching a
Big Mouth.
Chris in the car. Chris.
Hey guys. First
hey,
time,
Chris.
Long time. Hey, I just watched. It was called Patrick Melrose on Stars, and it is a complete spiral of Benedict Cumberbatch's life. The first episode, sort of just Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas style, and he comes from a well-off British family, and then you realize why he sort of chooses this road. Very binge watch worthy, 5 episodes, an hour apiece. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's on Showtime. I've seen the previews and it looks weird.
All right.
You know, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try.
What about Parks and Recreation? Like
no.
I try. I gave it a chance.
No.
It didn't work.
No, I also
didn't
want something work. That's newer.
Like people are trying to tell me it's like The Office. It's nothing like that.
I don't
Office.
Want old recommendations. If someone said Breaking Bad. Of course, I've seen Breaking Bad. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad by now, I think less of you as a TV viewer. Zoe, have you seen Breaking Bad?
I've not.
Of course not.
No.
Of course you haven't.
I don't even know what it is.
Is it even right Shaughnessy? Then? Shaughnessy just said, well, you'd like that.
Yeah.
So, which means Shaughnessy's seen it.
Have you seen Breaking Bad, Dan?
I broke my shoulder 3 years ago, and I was convalescing. So I just
you broke your shoulder running, right?
I blasted
jogging?
Through it.
I don't remember you breaking your shoulder.
It was
I do
the
remember
Super
you had
Bowl.
The sling.
It was
had
the
a
Super
sling
Bowl
on.
In Arizona.
You fell.
Yeah, because you smacked me in the shoulder. Hey, how you doing? You know, when they were in the sling.
Even Dan Shaughnessy has seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah. It's wow. really
you
good.
Would like it, though.
It's really,
would,
really
yeah.
good.
Mm. You'd really like it.
Kyle and Methuen. Kyle.
Hey, guys. So I've got a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
It's a 6-part documentary series called It Was Him.
The Many Murders of Ed Edwards, and it's about this guy who confessed to 5 killings over 20 years, and then after he passed away in jail, a former FBI cold case detective believes that he is also responsible for murders like the Zodiac killings, the Black Dahlia murder. They think that he's a murderer of JonBenet Ramsey, and this guy travels the country and digs up all these cold cases.
What's the name of it again? Give it to us. It was him?
It's called It Was Him, The Many Murders of Ed Edwards. It's a 6-part documentary, and I saw it on the Paramount Network, but I'm sure you guys can find it anywhere else. And it's recent, probably about a month or two ago. It just wrapped up.
I'm looking at other reviews of it, right? Mm.
The reviews are not good on this.
2 out of 5.
The reviews are not strong.
Mm. 38% on... Oh, no, that's...
IMDb has it at 5.7 out of 10.
Oof.
Hardy's over there going, in,
I was so in.
And now the reviews have been bad, and he's thinking, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about this. Steven in Nashua. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, what's up?
You guys should watch Westworld if you guys haven't gotten into it yet.
No, I've seen it. I don't like it.
I was done before the end of the first season. I'm like, don't know what's going on and don't care. Do not care.
The people that have continued and have watched season 2 have had really bad things to say about it.
You know what would have been really cool about Westworld? Had they made it just the tiniest bit believable. Like, okay, here's this theme park, and, you know, this eccentric billionaire has created it and kind of left it in the realm of believability. But what he bought the entire state of Colorado to
Pretty
build
much.
This thing? It's like, okay, well, that you can't believe. And all these things are just self-sustaining out there. It's like it just stretches the point of believability. It started with an interesting premise, but it's like, oh, it's fantasy. It's all fantasy. Like, no.
You know what's crazy is we talk about these shows, too. Like, The Sopranos was so good. And you get hooked on it, you just can't turn it off. Like, it's been 5 years. 5 years ago today, James Gandolfini died. 5 years ago today. I know
way
it took
to
one of your dates.
Dan's date.
Well, you be better, Dan's Dan.
Dates. It's been 10 years since the finale.
That's amazing.
Sopranos, right?
That's how long. Yep. Jim and I are working in another state. When they jingled that bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, I'm sorry, 11 years. It was 11 years ago last week.
That hellhole.
Yeah.
That's how we ended our run there.
Yeah, that was it.
That's how long it's been since that went off the air. Matt in Boston. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What do you got for you? All right, so the first one is a throwback. All I'm going to say is Omar Little and The Wire, okay? Once you watch an episode, you're going to get stuck and want to finish the whole series. And the other one is going to be Wentworth. If you're a fan of Orange is the New Black, you're going to love Wentworth because it's like a million times darker. And So I'm going to say just check those two out.
All right. Well, you say The Wire. You're talking about one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
Never saw that.
I even know what
and
that is.
Dan didn't like
I
it.
Don't even know what it is.
Dan did not like it. He's shaking his head.
Is it a crime?
You don't even know what it is?
Crime show. I have no clue what it is.
Zero. Or you don't know what it is. Which is it, Dan?
I'm going to Google it.
I tried The Wire. My son thinks it's the greatest show ever. And I tried twice. I just couldn't do it. Not smart enough, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's.
I know there was a whole year on newspapers. All that stuff. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
And I lived in Baltimore.
Yeah.
that couldn't even pull you
it's,
in.
It's, nope. I've been told a lot of it was based on me. I don't find it all that interesting.
I was more of a homicide life on the streets guy.
So this is a street show, huh?
617-779-0985. You have thoughts on this? Bring them to the table. We'll get Dan Shaughnessy coming in. We're going to get his thoughts on Tom Brady. If you've got thoughts on Tom Brady, we're going to take those as well coming up next.